This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Live. Join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's been a lot of Star Trek, or wait, Star Wars. I know people are going to hate me for that one. Star Wars talk here tonight.
It's been pretty obvious up to this point that you really don't know what you're talking about.
I enjoy the Star Wars movies. I've seen the first one a few times and the other two probably only like once per. And then the other three saw them in the theater, or actually, I don't know. I saw one in the theater or something like that. I've seen them, and I've enjoyed them, but I'm certainly not a fanatic. I will go see this new one, and I'll probably go see it in the theaters just because it's a big deal. And if you're going to see Star Wars, you probably should see it in the theaters because the big screen's always better. But we've been talking about a lot about why it may, you know, possibly be the biggest release of all time.
What's your favorite franchise, Ian? I mean, Star Wars is going to be the answer for a lot of people. For me, Marvel, it probably is. It took a lot of the wind out of the sails of Star Wars. And what's your favorite franchise?
I like the Alien and the Predator movies. Those are some of my favorites. But anyway, let's go back to Randy. He's in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Randy.
Yep. I had a question. We got off track a little bit about what I was going to ask. But let me just start off by saying, you know, there are crazy conspiracies out there that do not make sense, and people try to justify them with made up or just confounded evidence of why they are, you know, conspiracies, and it's true, you know, Obama's a lizard man and things like that. But what I have to say, though, is that there are conspiracies that are true, and I think that just saying someone is a conspiracy theorist to basically discredit everything they say, it's kind of ridiculous. And, you know, just take recently, you know, that with the whole U.S. funded, they gave Iraq chemical weapons to use against Iran, in which then Iraq killed thousands and tens of thousands of civilians and people, chemical weapons during the Iran-Iraq war. And before all this evidence was made public, people came out and there was proof that it was true. And everybody said, you're just a conspiracy theorist. You know, the U.S. government would never give chemical weapons to Iraq. What are you talking about? And then it comes out that it is true, and no, media doesn't cover it. They just cover it up. But my question to Ian is, I've been listening to podcasts a couple of days, is people come on and have talked about conspiracy theories, and yes, I've heard some of the guests are, they talk about it as ridiculous. But my question is what, at what point do you say to someone, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist? And it almost downplays then it. Everybody thinks whatever this guy is going to say next is untrue. It's ridiculous. Once you call someone that, it discredits everything they say, true or false. It doesn't matter. And I just want to say, what point do you say that to someone, on what grounds, and then to disprove what they say? That, because what they say may sound ridiculous now, but will, you know, could possibly come out and be true later on.
So the question is, at what point do I call someone a conspiracy theorist?
Yeah, like what, you know, when someone says something, what makes you decide that that person is a conspiracy theorist and that what they say isn't true, you know, kind of no matter what they say?
Well, anyone who would be speculating, I think, would be a conspiracy theorist.
I mean, I listen to the Rush Limbaugh show and a variety of talk shows out there, and they're constantly speculating as to what the Democrats are doing or what the Republicans are doing.
Yeah,
so they're all
conspiracy theorists.
Because everybody's a conspiracy theorist.
If you've got some facts, you know, if you've got some evidence, then that's not a theory so much, right? Like if you've got hard evidence of something that has happened, then that's one thing. But to, you know, if somebody calls in and says, that guy who shot those two people on the pier live on television, it was all a plot by the government, you know, and there's no actual evidence to back that up, then that would be a conspiracy theory, in my mind, at least.
Yeah, and I agree, and I think there are, ridiculous things. But I just think that, just more so that when people my whole point is just when people say, they come out and say, oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist, after someone says something, it just, to some sense, it discredits everything they're going to say. Then it doesn't matter what they say from that point on.
Yeah, I mean, I totally understand where you're coming from. There certainly are conspiracies out there. I mean, we've talked about that before. And obviously it's easier to look back years later and say, oh, yeah, that was a conspiracy, a real conspiracy.
I think it might be fair to say when somebody's talking about something to say that is conspiracy theory. Until you can provide exceptional evidence for your exceptional claim, then, you know, we're in the realm of conspiracy theory. I'm willing to go in that realm because how else are you going to come up with the truth if you don't speculate on what it might be? So it's just that when one can take it too far, in my opinion, too.
Well, there's speculation, and then there's representing speculation as though it's the truth, as though it's absolutely what happened, which is what a lot of conspiracy theorists do. They believe their theory so thoroughly that to them it is the truth, and that anyone who questions them is some sort of heretic or whatever.
Yeah, I try not to use the term.
Thanks for the call, Randy. I appreciate hearing from you here tonight. Joining us in the studio now, Jay Noon is with us here from, actually, originally Massachusetts, now living out in Colorado, doing some work out there temporarily. Hey, Jay.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's great to have you here back in New Hampshire, where we love having you.
Yeah, you've been on the show quite a few times, actually, and I find you just fascinating, so whenever you come in town, I'd like to grab you.
So here you are. What did you have an update for some of our listeners on your saga? For those just tuning in, Jay, years ago now, actually, when you owned a house in Palmer, Massachusetts, you never paid the property taxes on that property. They ultimately threatened you over it and came and stole your house from you eventually after there was an incident where Mark, you and I, and some other activists from New Hampshire came down, and activists from across Massachusetts, because you were, again, in Palmer, Massachusetts at that time, came to kind of come to your defense when the state was threatening you, or the city was threatening you to come take your house. And that seemed to put them off for a few months, and then ultimately they came at, what, 4 in the morning or something like that?
Yeah, I was like,
your house.
It was like 6:30 in the morning. They ended up just showing up, you know, about 15 guys with guns and, you know. And
we'll be leaving now.
Yeah, we're leaving you. No jury trial, no evidence. You know, you can't even get a jury trial in Massachusetts for a property tax issue. It just, there's no like formal way to get a jury trial at land court, which is, it says even several times in the Massachusetts Constitution, I think about 7 to 10 times before property can be taken, there must be a trial by judgment of peers.
And that didn't happen.
And that didn't happen. But like I've been saying now to everybody for over a year, we're not dealing with governments. We're dealing with municipal corporations that call themselves governmental agencies. They're registered as charitable organizations, just like with that thing you guys did about, oh, back in the spring or in the late winter, you guys had a show where you were talking about how the Massachusetts State Police, the Supreme Court in Massachusetts ruled that they didn't have to file or answer Freedom of Information Act requests because they were charitable organizations called law enforcement councils. And you can just Google Massachusetts Law Enforcement Council and Freedom of Information Act requests, and it pops right up there. You guys talked about it on the show.
Yeah, that's right.
But we're not dealing with governments anymore. We're dealing with corporations, essentially.
Yep. Well, when have they ever been governments and not corporations? Was there a time when that was the case?
I can't really tell you when a transition happened. Did a government really ever exist? I don't really think so. I mean, the government's probably been hijacked right from the beginning. But now they don't even have a document that they can rely on, that they can grab and say, this document proves we're a government. But they have plenty of documents that say governmental, and the key is a suffix AL on the end of governmental. That's right. The suffix AL means similar to or like. And so, obviously, if you go to court for a traffic ticket for having the wrong plant in your pocket, you have no rights. And that's just been the case right along. People are going to jail. And now people are just getting executed, actually, right on the side of the road, as with Eric Gardner and, you know, 1,000 others now or better.
1,000 people this year alone have been killed by police in the United States.
So, And nothing's happened to the police. There's no due process protection. So, essentially, you know, the Constitution is virtually useless, and we're not dealing with governments as far as I'm concerned.
All right, so they took your house from you. You filed a case in federal court, which ultimately got booted, right?
That's correct, yep.
And if there's an update, we'll get it from you here in a moment.
Yes.
Toll-free number, 855-453. If you've got a question for Jay Noone, he's here with us. He's had a lot of experience in the court system and had some interesting stories that he's told us over the years. 855-450-3733. Plus, more on the Star Wars phenomenon as people begin lining up.
Bloated belly? Gas? Acid reflux? You could have pounds of rotting, rancid, toxic gunk clogging up your gut right now. And with all the processed food we're exposed to today, it's no wonder why. Fortunately, there's Nubiotics, our first ever gunk buster for cleansing that toxic gunk out of your body. And right now, we're giving away a free trial to anyone who calls the following toll-free number, 1-800-983-2573. Strict limit of one free trial per household. With pounds of toxic gunk clogging up your gut, it's no wonder you don't feel good. Made with natural ingredients, Nubiotics is our first ever gunk buster scientifically designed to unclog your gut and cleanse that gunk from your body, flattening your belly and combating periodic bloating, excess gas, heartburn, and acid reflux. But hurry, call now for your free trial of Nubiotics while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-983-2573. Call now for details. 1-800-983-2573. That's 1-800-983-2573.
As your body ages, there is a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Talk Live. You may join us right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You've also got our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there on the site for you. It is the season for ugly sweaters, and if you don't have yours yet from tipsyelves.com, it's not too late to get your order in and get 20% off site-wide by using code FTL at the checkout. That's code FTL. That'll get you a discount on their super ugly sweaters that are also pretty comfortable and nice and warm as well. We have them here. Not tonight. We don't have them on tonight, but
It's warm here in New Hampshire tonight.
It actually is. It's been warm the last couple of days.
I wouldn't want a sweater on today. Long sleeves.
You know, if you're going to a Christmas party, this is going to attract a lot of attention. People are going to be talking about you and likely to you about your clothing.
You got to see these things from the decorated Christmas tree sweater to the cat with laser eyes to Ian Santa's helper sweater.
It's as gaudy as you could possibly imagine.
Yeah.
And their variety of prices, go and check them out at tipsyelves.com. They've got other things, too, like maybe you're into onesies, adult onesies. They have that. Also, other holiday and collegiate attire. So those of you who are really into college, whatever, sports, et cetera, or just a college, they get all kinds of logos of those things. Go to tipsyelves.com, use code FTL. You'll save 20% site-wide. Code FTL, tipsyelves.com. As we continue here, Jay Noon joining Ian and Mark in the studio. Jay, you had the town of Palmer come after your house a few years ago. You filed a lawsuit after they stole your house successfully from you with a tax sale. They actually ended up selling it to a neighbor or something like that, if I'm recalling correctly. I ended up getting arrested during some of this ordeal for recording video in the Palmer Town Hall, and that one actually was a success in that I won that case with the help of the ACLU and got a $5,000 settlement. Sadly, you didn't have success in federal court when you tried to file a case, so they booted you out, what, for standing? No standing?
Well, actually, to back up a little bit, the federal case that I filed was to stop them from taking my father's farm.
Ah, okay.
That's what it's about. I actually haven't done anything with my house yet.
Is it too late?
No, it's not too late. I got there's actually some a common law way I'm going to go about the deal on my house.
Before you go on, your dad was, I think, your inspiration in that he had not paid property taxes on that farm for decades, and they hadn't taken it from him while he was alive. He did pass away, and that was when they started moving against the farm, correct?
Well, they brought a case against him. He bought the farm in 83. They brought a case against him in 1991. And he went to it was in the local district court, basically the same court you were in down there in Palmer. And he said to the town solicitor, town's lawyer, hey, where's your instrument I signed that compelled me to participate in a real estate tax scheme? And the town lawyer just started laughing, so he thinks he needs a contract.
Yeah, we don't have to get you to sign anything to steal your money.
So the judge at the time, old timer, I forget his name, I actually might be Riddle, he said that, well, you have 30 days to produce a contract, or this case is going to be dismissed. Well, my dad went back to court 30 days later, and they had a second and third call on the case, and the town solicitor never showed up, and they dismissed the case. Now, the evidence of this, if anybody wants to go into Hampden County Registry of Deeds and type in the name Spud Noon, Palmer, Mass., and what you'll find in 1989, you'll find where a lien was put on that farm, on that property. And then you'll see in 1991, there is a release, a disclosure and release of tax lien that was after that case. So we went in, myself and a very good legal researcher friend of mine, went into Palmer Court several times. And they still to this day have not allowed us through archives. That was actually part of our federal lawsuit, was basically to get an order to allow us to dig through the archives and find this case from 1991, which they have been totally resistant about.
And so the federal case got booted out.
And the federal case got booted out for failure to state a claim upon which relief could be granted.
Mm.
And what the magistrate wrote in the federal in his report and recommendation was that I have not been damaged. Me and my brothers have not been damaged.
By the town trying to take your dad's property.
By the town, because the town has not shown up yet. So I was more under the belief until a couple of weeks ago that they're probably not going to come mess with me up there in the farm, because the federal court basically said, without saying it. When they come and take the place, then you can sue them.
So, okay, so they've only initially threatened to take the place. They have not yet actually made the legal moves necessary to tax sale the your dad's property.
So they haven't evicted us from it yet. So my brothers and I are still using the property.
Okay.
My two of my brothers are
sent a notice.
There.
There's some sort of notice, some kind of threat.
There's been no notice, no anything.
How did you get wind that they were looking to take it?
Basically, I got wind through some town officials.
Uh-huh.
And about 2 weeks ago, the chief of police rolled up to the farm while my brothers were up there doing stuff. And he said, my brother goes, "Hey, what are you doing up here? You're trespassing. Get off our land." And he says, "Well, I'm just checking on the town's assets."
Oh,
he says. And he said to my brother, "Are you leaving here?" My brother goes, "It's none of your... Are you living here?" My brother says, "Yes." "That's none of your business. Leave. You're trespassing." And the chief of police, his name is, I think it's Jana Levitz now. It's not the other guy you deal with. He retired. He went to say something else, and my brother got right in his face and says, "Get off my property. You're trespassing. I want you off my property now." And he put the car in drive, and he drove off. So,
I don't suppose they got video of this, did they?
No, they didn't get video of this.
Needs more video, Jay.
I know. So yeah, I mean, he's up there, he's, stacking hay or something, and, they show up there.
Sure.
Not exactly ready for video,
That's why you got to have your cell phone.
So one guy shows up there, just the chief himself. So I started asking around town, and the reply I got back from some people like that are kind of in the know was that the town of Palmer is in talks with the state police and the sheriff's department on evicting us from the farm.
Okay.
And they are planning on starting this eviction process after the first of the year.
But wait, I thought they haven't yet taken the property legally. How can they evict if they haven't taken ownership of the property?
Well, in land court, land court basically gave the town of Palmer a judgment. Now, if you remember when you guys came down to my house that day, I showed you guys a judgment that had no signature on it.
Yep.
Well, it's basically the same judgment. In fact, every judgment in tax lien case in Massachusetts land court, there is no signature and there is no seal of a court on the judgment.
It's really weird. I mean, that they wouldn't give you some kind of signature. It's weird.
Well, because everything I believe they're doing is totally unlawful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have no contract. When my father said to them in the land court proceeding, and I have the transcripts, and in fact, I've been circulating these transcripts all over the place. I sent them to some representatives, some other people. I'm putting together some other packets. I actually got a friend down in Maryland. She's going to help me out with some stuff on this. She's had two successes in Virginia and Maryland of saving properties. But even in the transcripts, my dad asked for the contract, and they said, "We have a contract, but we don't need to produce it."
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Jay Nunes here. He's got more experience than anybody else when it comes to the government stealing property. They're looking to move against his dad's property at this point. 855-450-FREE is our number. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Rick Ossick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Mm-hmm. What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition here. You can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's government stealing people's houses or Star Wars, we've talked about those things here tonight. You can bring up anything that you want. It's Ian and Mark in the studio. We've got special guest Jay Noon with us here, who is taking a little break from working out on the farm in Colorado to come back and visit some friends and do some things here in the New Hampshire, Massachusetts area. We're kind of recapping for our listeners who may not be familiar with you. Maybe they're just tuning in for the first time tonight, that you have been through a real odyssey, quite a saga of loss of property on behalf of these people calling themselves the government. Would you say they're not governments, they're corporations, these sort of municipal corporations that are acting like they're governments, but in point of fact aren't. They've managed to successfully steal your property from you when you had a home in Palmer, Massachusetts, and now they're attempting to move against your dad's property. He passed away a few years ago. Super nice guy. Really enjoyed the limited time that I spent with Spud. And he was a hero, I mean, because he had actually successfully fended off these government goons back in the 80s when they came after his property initially, and he demanded they show the contract that he signed to be I guess, susceptible to the whole property tax scheme. They couldn't show the contract. They never showed back up in court, so the case was dismissed, and he held onto the property until he passed away. Now, you and your brothers are occupying the space, but apparently the town is coming at you again. You filed a suit in federal court. It was dismissed because the town hadn't actually taken the land at that point. Does that mean that you plan on filing again if the town makes a move?
Well, actually, I have a lawsuit ready to go. In fact, I'm going to do it a little different. What I'm going to do is I'm going to file a claim, and it's going to be a claim, not a complaint. And when federal court goes and converts my claim into a complaint like they did last time, I'm going to put a stop to that immediately. I'm going to say, no, this is a claim I have. Because a complaint really has no validity unless you're the state or acting as the state. Because people bring complaints all the time and they go nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
What has validity is an actual claim and maintaining the claim throughout. And I did fail on maintaining a claim throughout on the last action I took against the town. It was very, very valuable. I suggest that people go spend $350 and file a federal lawsuit, you know, against an agency that has damaged you, just for the learning experience, because it was a very valuable learning experience for me. I learned a lot. You know, I did stay awake, you know, 18, 20 hours a day, you know, researching, cramming, you know, having to have stuff filed. But I learned a tremendous amount, and I'm going to be a lot better at it this time. Mm-hmm. And I have some really, really good professional help. I got some successful people that that want to help me, that are really interested in help me. And so, yeah, I have a lawsuit ready to go. As soon as they basically make their move and
as soon as the shoe drops
me.
And they issue an order to remove you from the house, the eviction order, is that when you could file?
I think I'm going to file after they actually try to come take the place.
Okay.
Actually try to.
So they'll give you a notice. They'll say you've got to be out by this date, and then at some point presumably send the gang in.
Correct.
To move you out.
Yeah, and when they send the gang in, the files get in, and everybody who's involved in.
But you're in Colorado now. How many brothers are there?
I got two brothers actually living there and on the farm, and I have another brother who's about 4 miles away.
Tell them they got to have a cell phone nearby or a camcorder or something, especially when the goons come in to make that raid. I mean, it's, you get that on video, that's how you're going to be able to blow up this into a larger story. I mean, we can talk about it on Free Talk Live,
right.
And that's fine and good. But to have that video to point people to of the cops showing up in mass and, you know, coming in and physically moving them off the property, I think that's something that would really, I think, take it to the next level as far as publicity is concerned for what's going on.
Absolutely. And
it'll embarrass the cops too.
And another thing I'm doing is I'm putting together some letters that I'm going to be putting on my Facebook page and emailing the people to basically send representatives everywhere and legislators and, you know, bureaucrats on, you know, why is property being taken without a jury trial? Why are you guys not following the Constitution? Just questions for these guys. Because I believe there's a lot of...
Yeah, they don't know anything about this.
State representatives got no idea what's going on.
Right.
The local state representative, I am working on contacting him. Todd Samola is his name, Massachusetts. But I talked to him like a year and a half ago or 2 years ago. And he goes, what do you mean there's no jury trial? And I'm like, there's no jury trial. There's no trial.
Right. They take your land and there's no trial. And that's crazy.
There's not even a judge. In Massachusetts Land Court, they have a recorder. And there's no signature.
Nobody
on
signs
the
piece of paper, right?
Right.
Recording unsigned documents.
They take people's property without a signature from a judge and without a jury. And I just think it's fascinating. At the very least, even if Jay Noone is completely wrong, he deserves to have a jury trial before they take his house from him.
Let's go to Dean in Arizona. Dean, you're on Free Talk Live with Jay Noone.
It's James, by the way, and... Jay Noone, what Minister Freeman just engaged in is wishful thinking, wishing upon a star that if you get it all on video cam and you're evicted from your house, everything will turn out great because everybody will side with you.
I didn't say everyone would turn out great. I said that would get more publicity for the
I'm
case.
I'm exaggerating what you said, but the gist is correct. Thanks for interrupting. Mr. Noone, I was wondering when you're going to start calling yourself minister, maybe of like the free-range chickens, and in the long run, when your brothers lose and lose their house, maybe go to jail, because you're going to lose. whether we like it or not, any of us libertarians, when you suffer financially and possibly hardship-wise behind bars, is it going to be worth it?
Thanks for the call, James. What do you think? Is it all worth it?
Well, first off, is James libertarian?
He claims to be, but I don't think I don't think he meets the qualifications.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, with my house, I could have paid the taxes. And what I've told everybody is, you know, Rosa Parks could have sat at the back of the bus. Was it worth it to her? I mean, yeah, it turned out to be worth it to her. I mean, what we have here is we have, you know, governmental agencies requiring people to rent their property, such as King George was requiring people to rent property. It was kind of a real big element that sparked up the brush fires of liberty that turned into, you know, the Revolutionary War, was people couldn't own property. And what it comes down to is private property rights. You know, Ron Paul ran for president. I think he knew he wasn't going to become president, but he spread the word of liberty.
He sure did. Yeah.
So if I don't win, and I go to court and waste my time, what I have very least, and I've done this already, is I've brought this attention to a lot of people. A lot of people understand they don't own their property, that they can't even own property, and a lot of people are upset about it. And I have people contacting me all the time telling me, you know, that they really think it's great what I'm trying to do, and, you know, they support me, and they would have never even known except for they heard something about me on local, like the local radio station or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they go to my Facebook page, and then they come across Free Talk Live. They come across the Free State Project.
And you're a big Bitcoin guy now.
Yep.
You're constantly
yeah.
talking to people about Bitcoin and
Absolutely.
The Free State Project.
And so, and even out in Colorado, you know, I'm pushing the Free State Project all the time. I'm going to Bitcoin meetings. I'm at the Denver Bitcoin Center once a week.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing stuff at We Are Change Colorado. And out there, there's a ton of people just coming up to me, after, you know, oh, you're the guy with the property tax, and, you know, oh, I can't stand my property tax, and, you know, I just want to write a letter to my tax collector. Can you help me out with that? And that's powerful, just letting a tax collector know that, hey, what you're doing to me is wrong, you know, and the town council, everything.
We need more people, the people that are expressing this stuff to you, to come together to be able to better support people. Because when people came to your property back when before they stole it from you, it was a real powerful moment having people come from all across Massachusetts.
Yeah, they backed down. Those the sheriff's office backed
sure
right
hell,
down.
Sure as hell did. They weren't anywhere to be seen. There was that one car like sitting a ways away. It made for quite an entertaining video that I ended up posting. I think it was either me or Pete posted. I'm sure if you search for Jay Noon on Free Keen, you'll find that video. But we're going to continue here. If you've got a question for Jay, he's with us for the remainder of the show. Toll-free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And maybe we'll tie it all back into Star Wars here in moments. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live. The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the new Healing Our World is a great gift this Christmas for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here toll-free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. So far, the poll that we put up over at freetalklive.com, everyone is voting for Jar Jar Binks over the Ewoks as the worst character.
Most annoying.
I said who's worse was okay. the poll question that I wrote, giving the choice of Jar Jar or the Ewoks, or they're both equally annoying. And, well, there's only 3 votes so far, but 100% of the 3 votes. It's hard to get people off of Facebook, man. I put up the question.
Right, 1,000 people have seen it, and 3 will be willing to get off of Facebook, that
right,
kind of thing.
Yeah, I put the question up on our Facebook page and, of course, Twitter as well. And, of course, you know, everybody's just writing their comment on Facebook as to how they want to vote rather than actually going and voting. Yeah, over 1,000 people, Mark, have been reached.
Oh, I know. I mean, we've got 11 million post views this week on Facebook. No slouch at all. You can only get 3 to go off off of Facebook in the biggest week of Star Wars, right?
So Jar Jar almost completely dominating in this, at least if you look through the Facebook comments.
So here's my suggestion. It's because people are generally conservative when it comes to not wanting to change.
What does that have to do with Star Wars and the Jar Jar and the Ewoks?
Okay. So most people who are listening to Free Talk Live, the Ewoks occurred before whatever transition point came for them, call it 14 years old or whatever,
okay.
That they they've decided that this is the new stuff and that's the old stuff. Ewoks were the reality for them already. So they're not as annoying as, oh, my God, you changed my Star Wars.
And they have the fond memories of the past, yeah, that kind of thing.
Where I suggest to you that Ewoks are as annoying to somebody your age as Jar Jar was when you first saw Jar Jar.
Honestly, I don't know, because, like I said, I've only seen the movies a couple times. Jay Noon is with us here. Are you a Star Wars fan, Jay?
Not really. Actually, we did watch the original Star Wars about a week ago with my brother, and I kind of remember...
The one from 1977?
I guess. But I remember when I was a kid, but I was never really much into it. And my brother, Josh, he was really into Star Trek and Star Wars and, like, mining Bitcoin in 2009, so you know, he's into all that stuff.
If only we had known to mine Bitcoin in 2009. You're welcome to join us here, 855-450-FREE, and that's 855-450-3733. We were comparing earlier some of the numbers, or looking at the numbers on the sort of the early indicators of how big the Star Wars movie is going to be this week, showing that Jurassic World, which is like the number three movie grossing of all time, if you don't factor for inflation, Jurassic World had a huge opening this summer with $208 million in ticket sales. But The Force Awakens, the new Star Wars movie, has 87% more trailer and teaser views on Facebook
basically
and YouTube.
Four times the teaser views as Jurassic Park. Now, I'd be interested in knowing what other movies had that kind of teaser view.
Well, 87% isn't four times as many.
87%? Oh, yeah. Oh, so it's less than...
It's 87%.
Okay,
it's not
I'm sorry.
Double.
I was thinking, I don't know what I was thinking.
But it's an indicator that it's going to be pretty big. Further, it had more searches on Google. So you do little Google Trends. You can look up whatever is being searched on Google.
I'm really surprised that more people watched the trailer for Jurassic Park than they did for Star Wars.
It did have, Mark. More people have watched it for Star Wars. 87% more, meaning 87% of the Jurassic Park views on top of the total of Jurassic Park views.
Gotcha.
Got it?
Almost twice as much.
So 187% if you want to look at it in that way. Anyway, Jurassic World had 51,800 weekly searches on Google. This is a month before release, and the Star Wars movie had 178,000, so more than three times as many Google searches. These are strong signals, according to movie pilot CEO Toby Bakhaj. To be sure, December releases do tend to be smaller than summer releases, so coming out on top may take a marathon rather than a sprint. But on the other hand, if you look at it in this way, summertime is like the big competition time for movies, right? Like,
sure.
I mean, the major movie companies are competing head-to-head on some big properties, big franchises. This movie is opening with no competition. Like, there's nothing out there that is going to compete with... No one wants to compete with Star Wars. No other movie company is, you know, crazy enough to go head-to-head against this movie. So Star Wars is pretty much it as far as the releases are concerned this week. I don't know what else is coming out. Do you?
No.
Yeah. Anyway, the all-time high did have one thing going for it, which is Avatar. It rode a wave of consumer interest in 3D, which, as you recall, was brand new.
It's a big deal.
When Avatar came out. And it did cost a little bit more than regular tickets. That frenzy has largely cooled off. Traditionalists with a nostalgia for the originals might prefer a 2D screening, especially with director J.J. Abrams' use of more realistic-looking special effects puppetry. Advanced sales don't always equate to record grosses. The first installment of The Hunger Games was a leader in advanced sales, but topped out worldwide at a gross of $693 million, which didn't even place it in the top 10. However, The Force Awakens benefits from a larger international release and the fact that it'll span multiple generations. So the Star Wars fans are multiple generations old. The movie has a much bigger Chinese box office to tap now. Avatar pulled down a monstrous $204 million in China through 2010, but the theatrical market there is now at least three times as large. So
a lot of people have a lot more money.
Right. There's been tremendous growth in the cinema world in China.
There are still people in China that make less than $2 a day. So you can't imagine folks like that have a lot to are able to throw down $10 or $15 for a movie ticket.
I'm sure it won't be that much in China, but it would make the difference between the so-so reaction to the Star Wars prequels, episodes 1 to 3, with heavily parodied characters like Jar Jar Binks and video game-like action scenes and the satisfying revival that fans are hoping for. Quote, the brand name alone and excitement for the franchise will get huge numbers in the door, said a senior media analyst, but for very long-term prospects, you have to have a movie that delivers. And that's certainly true. The first weekend, if people see this movie and they're disappointed by it, then you're not going to get as many repeat views, which is where they really build those box office numbers. We got Jeff. He's in South Carolina. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jay Noon, and Mark.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm an attorney in South Carolina, and I concentrate in the area of tax deed law, tax sales, and I represent a lot of people who purchase property tax sales. Auctions is the way we do it in South Carolina, and I represent people who have lost their property. And I'm curious because, not familiar with your show, I'm curious what the theory is about owning land and not paying taxes. I understand, if I understand one of the previous callers, the notion is he wants to own his property and not pay his taxes. Is that correct?
Well, isn't property, ownership would suggest that you don't have to pay in order to own, right? Property taxes look remarkably like rent. Wouldn't you agree?
No, I don't agree with that, but if that's the position
they come down from quit rents, right?
How can you own something but yet have to pay somebody else for the privilege of that?
And if you don't pay it, you leave.
Well, I think that, I own a car, a boat, and land, and paying taxes is all part of the deal.
It's not part of the deal. I didn't agree to that.
You don't pay. Paying taxes on a car is only paid to drive it on other people's roads. I'd point that out. With land, you're not asking anybody for anything else. So
aren't
I get
you,
that.
Aren't you sort of asking for some sort of social contract with police protection and fire protection and police?
No, I'm not.
And stuff? I mean, what am I missing there? Isn't that where your tax money is going? And aren't you taxed by your representatives and your legislature that are setting the law related to taxes on your property? Isn't that all part of what we're doing here in America?
Well, can we agree that property tax is like an excise tax? I found some court related documents that basically claim that ad valorem tax, property tax, is like an excise tax. And so would you agree that property tax is kind of like an excise tax?
I really don't know anything about excise tax. I know a lot about ad valorem taxes, but how is it like an excise tax? Explain that to me. Screw me. I've got a law degree and 17 years of practicing law. We didn't study excise tax, school me on that.
Well, I'm no professional, but from what I understand, an excise tax is basically the same thing as very similar to ad valorem tax, and they just property taxes called an ad valorem or an excise tax. And the Supreme Court has ruled that an excise tax can only be applied on a taxable privilege. So is owning land, or such as property, a taxable privilege? Or
I wish we had more time to talk about this. Jeff, you should call in another night.
I'm begging you to, because I want to talk more to you, Jeff.
Yeah.
I think you've got a lot of information
to mine.
Call
us tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at night Eastern Time, because you called right at the end of the show. Thanks for the call tonight.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want, for free, at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Web Curfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.